Hi guys, welcome to episode 271 of Hello Dysfunction.
Bitch, starting off fucking good. It's new.
Is that right? Does that look right?
I hope.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we are. I'm Patafria.
Oh Jesus, I'm Crystal. Fuck. I hate that I'm Crystal. I am though. It's been a long week.
It's very hot today.
And it's Tuesday. A long week.
It feels like it should be Thursday by now.
No, but I keep thinking it's Thursday not. Because mm-hmm. it just feels like so much yeah, already.
For sure.
I'm gonna hide under the chair. You could finish.
Okay.
Okay.
Good. I can't believe Missouri killed that man. Marcellus Williams.
I'm fucking heartbroken. I'm not shocked. It's Missouri.
And like, I'm like,
it's Missouri.
I normally like am for the death penalty, but like situations like this, like somebody has to be able to call it off if we're unsure, you know what I mean? Or if it's, in this case, DNA proves that this man is innocent. Like,
it's fucking disgusting. Yeah. Even the prosecutor, the fucking, you know, the DA, the victim's family, you know, same thing. Victim's family. Nobody wants him executed. And the governor didn't do a stay. He's like, fuck it. Oh, well, he's black. Fucking kill him. Like, for real. That's the fucking attitude. And it's not just Missouri, unfortunately. It's fucking gross.
Yeah.
I mean, it's beyond gross. And I'm not for the death penalty. I'm starting to not look at it because, like... Case by case basis.
Yeah.
Because it's so, they're so negligent with who they sentence to death.
Mm-hmm.
I would say at least probably 20% of people on death row, there's not solid evidence.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I was saying regarding the Scott Peterson thing, there's a bunch of circumstantial, but there's no DNA. And so that makes me go, put him in for life in prison.
Yeah.
But let's
okay.
not kill
Agreed.
Him. Because we don't have that fucking nail in the coffin.
Yeah.
And in this case, it's the exact opposite, right?
And they still didn't stop it. Like, I don't understand.
Well, not the exact opposite. But, you know, there's no DNA evidence. The witness recanted, fuck it, and said they were wrong. You know, eyewitness testimony is...
And they were only going off an inmate's testimony.
Who was getting something.
Who was in return. Right. And who everyone already, like, admitted is not credible, is not the most credible person, has a history of not being... honest.
I was looking in comments.
It can't be based on that. Like,
no.
there has to be the Supreme Court, right? Like, isn't that supposed to was supposed to override it? They
yeah,
didn't.
It went before the state Supreme Court and SCOTUS. The liberal leaning judges on the Supreme Court voted to stay to extend. The hardcore right was like, nah, kill him.
Yeah, it's super bummed me out. I just opened like social media an hour ago, 30 minutes ago or whatever, and that was the first thing I saw, just that it was already done. And I really wasn't expecting that. I thought for sure, for some reason, I just felt really confident that they were going to stop it.
So much attention that yeah. it was going to be able to
yeah,
be halted.
I was like, for sure, they're going to stop it. And they didn't.
You know, Missouri's what, you know, deep south. History of lynchings, racism. I mean, this country is founded on that. But
Missouri is Midwest, right?
It's considered.
It's Midwest.
It could be both. You know, they still be having country accents out there.
In Missouri?
Missouri.
That's where Lev is from. So, like, where he's from is very black. like St. Louis is very fucking black. Yeah, it's a very black town, and it looks very much metropolis city town. I don't look at it like they would be so far fucking behind.
Oh, girl, when during the civil rights movement, and a lot of Missouri is notoriously fucking,
well, yeah, back then. I'm talking about now. I thought they would be a little more progressive.
It's kind of like California, where there's, you know, we have the liberal Bay Area, and then we have pockets of the central, I mean, we have parts of the Central Valley that's hardcore right wing, you know, shit, yeah, where we went camping. There was like Trump flags, and you know, so it's really fucked up. It's really fucked up that we're still here.
America is just full of disappointments.
I was watching
nonstop, endless disappointments coming from all directions at once.
Both sides too. There's not one side that's like for the people.
No, not at all.
There's not. And don't try to fucking convince me, because with my eyes,
I haven't seen anyone trying to convince. Oh, I think people
on social media.
I'm like, I think for the most part, people gave up on that. I haven't seen anyone like try to argue at all that like they care someone's about the great people at all. Like, yeah, no.
You know, the Democratic Party used to be against the death penalty. It was on the website, mm-hmm, and recently it was pulled off.
Yeah.
I was watching I was looking at social media earlier, and a reel popped up, and it was like, nursing school doesn't prepare you for the amount of deathbed confessions, right? Mm. And it was stitched by a woman, and it was during the beginning of COVID, and she said, I just recently had a patient dying from COVID. She was an old lady. She was like 10 in 1936, something mm-hmm like that. And the nurses was saying that the old woman had been scared and kept saying, there's a black boy in my room and I'm scared. There's a little black boy in my room and I'm scared seeing a ghost. Mm-hmm. So days go by. The lady starts talking about the little black boy in her room more, and apparently when this woman was younger, and who knows how true it is, but this happened so much that it happened to somebody. Mm-hmm. So the old woman proceeds to say that when she was a young girl, she lied and said that I forget the boy's name, but a little black boy had touched her behind the grocery store. They went and gathered him up, lynched him. His genitalia was cut off, which was common during lynchings. And she said that she did it because she was jealous his two little sisters had better dresses than she had. And then the old lady's being haunted by a little black boy. And I hope for the life of me. You know, it's very reminiscent of Emmett Till.
She would get the pillow. She would get the pillow at that point.
That's too like, nice. I would watch her fucking gasp for
like,
air.
Like, what the fuck?
And spit like, on her as she's doing it. And the woman was like, the old lady was like, do you think I'll be forgiven? And I guess the nurses said, and you know, I told her, the only one that can forgive you is the black boy that you murdered. And she was like, and I don't feel bad. And I wouldn't.
Mm-mm. Yeah. That's disgusting. I never thought about that. Like, I know when people are dying, like, you know, they see family and they see, they hallucinate and all that. We've all had experiences with that. I think loved ones seeing their loved ones that have passed on and shit. But I never even thought about like confessions. Like, I want to just get this out real quick just in case I'm on my way to the fire.
I want to lie and say I'm a priest just like, so I can go hear him.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to handle that well. I would be killing patients, killing people, my clients.
Dude, mm-hmm, they would deserve like a horrendous death. God. For sure.
Yeah, that's really gross.
It's really fucking sad. My life is really sad right now.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
It's overwhelming. My house
smells sad.
It doesn't smell anymore.
Oh,
you're traumatized, but it doesn't smell that anymore. That side
smells bad because that's where the door was open. It got in. Zach hung out in there, and you know it's oil.
Well, thank God it doesn't smell anymore. To where when I came in, like by the kitchen door, there's a little hint of something like you a burnt.
It smelled
like a burnt. I said there's like a little burnt tar kind of smell when you first get by
level
that
three,
door.
Girl.
But other than that, like I went in your room and shit, I don't smell anything. Oh, thank God.
Yesterday we want to throw up. It was bad. It was really fucking bad. I was using the bathroom Sunday night and I heard the skunks fighting. It's like 9:30 at night and I heard them fighting. And then all of a sudden I got the whiff, and I've said it before, aggression skunk spray, when they're fucking or they're fighting, the spray they emit is fucking in so much worse than regular skunk smell. I could deal with regular skunk. It's like this burning, acrid, electrical fire skunk smell. I mean, I don't know how to explain it. It's really bad. And so I heard them fighting. I get done using the bathroom. I go in the kitchen. I notice the back door's open. I'm like, who opened the back door? Naya's like, I did, because it smelled like skunk in here.
Where do you think it's coming from? Okay.
We're not always the sharpest knives in the drawer in this house.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, all right. And I'm like, is there an electrical fire? Like, what is that other smell? And Naya and I are checking all the appliances. We're like, what the fuck? In the meantime, Mark is woken up out of his sleep by the potent ass smell. And of course, he's woken up in a bad mood because it smells so bad. In his dream, he said there were skunks and it smelled the worst he's ever. He was like, God, that's an extra smelly skunk. And he woke up hella mad. God. So, you know, he comes in the kitchen. He's fucking bitching about dishes like he's not in a good mood. And Zach come up. So we're all in the kitchen. Zach comes up to me and he starts wiping his nose on me back and forth like this.
God,
okay?
Poor baby.
And I look down and his snout is swollen and his eyes are red. And I'm like, fuck, he got bit or stung by something because the back door is open. So I give him Benadryl wrapped in cheese. And then I go to kiss him and I'm like, oh my God, the smell's coming from Zach. So I rub his nose. And then I go to Stevie and I'm like, does this smell like skunk? And she's like, no, but it smells horrible. Naya, same thing. I don't know, maybe, but it smells horrible. Mark's like, that's not skunk. It's not fucking skunk. And I'm like, bro, yes, it is. Like,
yeah,
fuck, it is. And then like 30 minutes later, so I immediately throw Zach in the bath. I wash him with Dawn dish soap. By this point, I'm a little nose blind, and I'm like, oh, Zach smells fine. Go ahead and sleep on my fucking bed. The whole house is, like, fumigated with it. It was fucking bad. The next day, we wake up. I take Stevie to school. Within 30 minutes of dropping her off, she's calling me, like, please come get me. I fucking stink. Everybody's telling me I smell like skunk.
Poor thing.
Her teachers were like, we'll give you your work. Fucking please go home.
Yes.
She immediately went to mom's, washed. I, because I knew it was the aggression skunk smell, not regular skunk smell. Dude, there's only one man in like all of the U.S. He's called the Skunk Master. He has a whole fucking get down of what to do. You pull your air filter. That really helped. Pulling the air filter out of our AC and running it. You ventilate your house east to west. You wash the dogs in. It's a quart of hydrogen peroxide, a fourth cup of baking soda, and an eighth cup of Dawn dish soap. Miracle shit. Worked great.
Good.
I did that. And then you put it on your dogs dry. Let it sit 15 minutes. Rinse it off.
Mm-hmm.
It worked great. It tarnished my ring, though, so now I have to fix that. And then ventilate your house east to west. There's a bunch of other things. And he's overnighting me some other shit. But I've been, like, neurotic. My
That's
clothes
good, so
smell.
You'll have it, you know? So if it happens
and
again.
And he sent me extra.
Since they be up here, you know?
when I
having bar fights.
When I explained the smell, he was like, "Oh, that's a level 3." Like he knew immediately. Right away.
Thank God. Right I told away. You, get on Reddit or something and find you some country folk that know how to get rid of this shit. Because
for real.
Yeah, that ain't my kind of problems. I don't have them kind of interactions, so I don't
never,
know any remedies.
I've been feeding skunks 6 years.
Yeah.
We've never, ever dealt with that.
Leave I did deal Zach. With it. It was summertime, and I remember it being hella fucking hot, and Pease was a little baby, and I couldn't open the windows, and because all of a sudden, I smelled it in the house, and I went off on stinkers because I thought he had the sliding patio door open and was smoking, and I just smelled it come into my room like from the vents, but I was like, I'm not gonna fucking open the windows, and it's hella hot, and I could not fucking sleep, and the only way I was able to sleep is to have a fan like right by my face blowing the smell away from my fucking face. It gave me a headache.
Yes.
Hella shit. Everybody in the house was like, what the fuck is that? It was nighttime. I still remember I was so fucking pissed, and they were probably partying or something outside my fucking apartment.
Fucking or fighting. If Mark was hella nauseated all day yesterday.
God.
I had a fucking pounding headache. The guy was telling me that it will go through your foundation and will come up like through your floorboards. God, and shit.
It's, yeah, through the walls.
And it's oil. So, dude, he was like breaking down the molecular compound of the oil to me. And he was saying, never, ever, ever use vinegar.
Oh, and you were going to.
Yeah, he was
good
like.
Good thing you didn't.
He was like, don't use vinegar.
Does that make it worse or something?
Mm-hmm. Another thing he had me do was remove anything in my house that emits scent. Candles, dryer sheets, uncapped perfumes.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, put it in Ziplocs.
Mm.
I forget why he said that, but he had a reason.
He might be a little skunk crazy.
He's been doing it for 17 years.
Hmm.
Where he lives, that he's the person people bring their dogs to wash and shit.
Yeah. Stop saying wash.
Leave me alone.
Really fucking bothers me. What happened to tomato sauce? Like, didn't that used to be a remedy for skunk?
It doesn't
back in
work.
The day, it doesn't work.
Mm-mm.
Not that I want to smell hella rancid tomato sauce.
Like
skunk.
Prego.
Yeah, with Mm-mm. combination of skunk and that would make me sick. Sweet tomatoes
don't
and
judge
skunk.
Me for wash.
No, I hate it.
That's rude.
Well, I'm glad it's getting better. So you just got to probably give it time.
Yeah, or drive off a cliff. And then I put my car in the shop 3 weeks ago. Got it fixed. It was not cheap. I had my shocks repaired. I had some type of air something replaced because my car was overheating on top of needing shocks. It's not cheap. Well, my car's still overheating. I take it in today. It's going to be... So, I had a busted radiator cap. I don't know why that wasn't found last time. I have... My cooling fan stopped working. That's 600 and some bucks to replace. And then... my air sensor or something is out. So, I have to replace that. So...
Do you think it's from running your car with you in it all the time?
Mm-mm.
I don't understand why shit like that is going out on a car that's not an old car. Like, I don't get it.
It's kind of. It's up there.
Yeah, not really. It's in the 20s, right?
Yeah, but it's 10 years old.
Then it's not in the 20s. I thought it was in the 20s.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Mm-mm. It's, yeah, it's 10.
Hmm.
I know. I keep thinking I bought it fucking 2 years ago.
It feels like 3, maybe.
I bought it and Dad was alive.
Hmm.
5 years ago. That's crazy. Time is very weird.
Car shit is stressful.
It is. It is. I just had an overwhelming day.
Yeah.
I worked myself up into a crybaby moment, but I put some big girl underwears on.
Good. It'll get better. It always does. Could be worse.
You want to hear gross man stuff?
Not really, but sure.
Have you been following this case in France?
Yeah. We talked about it.
Mm-hmm. Dude. Ages 22 to 78.
Were the men? Was there more than 17?
Oh my God, there's like more than 50.
Men?
Men.
I knew there were like over 200 visits, but I thought the last thing I read said 17, maybe 17 are being named, or is everyone being named? Everyone should be named.
Everyone's named.
She waived the right to a sealed trial.
What a brave fucking woman.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
I hope she's getting all the support. If you guys don't know what the fuck we're talking about, the woman in France.
She's old.
She's an older woman. Her husband, it was, I don't even know how she found
They've
out.
They've been married 50 fucking, oh, she found out because she started having health problems. She's like in her early 70s. She started having health problems.
She has multiple STIs.
She goes to the doctor. It's multiple fucking infections.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, what the fuck? So I can't recall how the police got involved, but they did. They found hella videos. Oh, her husband's fucking phone. They asked to see her husband's fucking phone, and he had the motherfucking video footage in there. And we're talking hundreds of fucking encounters.
A husband of like 50 plus years. Like at that point, not only are we family, but like you're who I'm going to go to feel protected and safe. And like I always say, like that's usually why I end up fucking with psychopaths, because if I don't feel safe with you, it takes a lot for me to feel safe. Like you have to be completely unhinged and be ready to kill somebody for me to feel safe with you. Imagine me feeling safe with this person. This is my go-to person. And you find this out? Like, I can't even imagine. I cannot fathom.
He had been putting ads up for people to come have sex with his wife. But
a lot were his neighbors. A lot were within like a 2 mile radius of their home. Multiple visits from her fucking neighbors that she waves to and has no idea.
Oh, she was being drugged. Me feel fucking rage. Drugged. He would tell the men they can't smell like smoke. They can't wear cologne.
There's a no condom rule.
No condom rule. And basically,
which is like another level of sick. Like, why is there a no condom rule? Why? Just like for further punishment, for further
excitement? He hated her, bro.
Had to.
There's no, you can't ever convince me that he had one drop of love for her, bitch. Because I wouldn't do that to my worst enemy.
No, I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't even think to do that.
I wouldn't either. To people that I hate, I would not do it. I would not arrange that and feel...
And I have people I want to kill.
Yeah.
And same. I wouldn't do that.
Same. And I would not do that.
So there, it's like over 50 men. They are prosecuting not only her husband, but the men. We're talking like firefighters, bankers, bro.
Judges.
Lawyers.
Law enforcement.
Yes.
Military.
You fucking... cock sucking. Oh my
God. People in authoritative positions. Like,
I had my own creepy man, disgusting fucking episode of Why We Hate Men yesterday. I don't really want to get into it. But I just, I'm over it.
I'm tired. I'm really tired, exhausted of gross men. And then, like, I'm seeing so many men, even some, well, one particular that I know that's making all these sexual assault like Diddy jokes and siding with Diddy, and I'm team
what?
Diddy. Stop trolling. You're trolling and you're pissing me off. And I'm going to say some shit that's going to upset you in a minute. Like,
why would
stop.
You think it's funny to be team
Diddy?
Yeah,
like free Tory Lanez, free Diddy. I'm team Diddy, blah, blah, blah. Just trolling. And it's like, I get it. You have mental issues and shit, and you have your own fucking issues, and you do things for attention and whatever because you don't get any otherwise. But like, what are you fucking doing? Like, you're gonna make me not fuck with you. You're gonna make me say some nasty, vile shit to you and then not fuck with you at all. Like, I don't think it's funny. I don't find the jokes and the memes humorous. Like,
I have no patience left.
People
like,
were
really
taken advantage of,
man,
and people were drugged, and things were done to people against their will,
bro.
And then they were threatened with blackmail, and it's just like, this is not a laughable matter. Like, It's just not, it's not something that I want to see hella jokes about and animations and cartoons and, you know, remixes to songs. And yeah, or remixes to songs, like to spin it and make it funny. It's not funny. It's not a situation to be funny. I don't know. It's grossing me out. And I'm not seeing any women making these jokes. And it's just, I don't know. Men were abused too. Like, men are just still making so many jokes about this. It's not fucking funny. It's pissing me off really bad to see. But whatever. That's social media for you. Nothing is serious. It's just angering when you know someone has been sexually abused themselves and they still just, I don't know, read the room.
Read the fucking room.
It's gross.
I don't know. Maybe just don't be fucking ignorant for attention. Like,
yeah, because that's what it is.
Desperation.
For sure. And that's what it is. It's just like, I don't know.
And at that point, like, you think people are laughing with you, but it's at you at that point. Because mm-hmm. you look like the asshole.
I did traffic school randomly the other night. I was like, no, I needed to do it, but I didn't know the cutoff date. So I was like, I already paid the court for it. I need to do it. And I was going to have somebody do it for me, but then like she had it off or whatever. So I was like, fuck it. I need to do it. So I just randomly pulled up my computer the other day and did it. And I had never done online traffic school before.
It's been years since I did.
I don't think I ever did it ever in my life. So I was like, all right, let's see what this is about. And so it's a lot of reading. So I just like skipped a lot of it and went straight to the quizzes. Do you know I did the whole thing in under 30 minutes and mm-hmm. only missed two?
That's good.
And I was like, this is great.
It's basic.
Like,
it's mostly basic common sense. If you've been driving forever, you should know most of the shit.
The only thing that gets tricky is when they were wanting you to do, you know, it's multiple choice, but they wanted you to tell like how many feet are you supposed to be away from certain things. And like the three choices they gave me all sounded kind of reasonable, or two of them would sound reasonable.
So you're like, eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Yeah, but when you would get one wrong on those quizzes, you could go back and read the section and correct it real quick. And then when you get to the actual test at the end, I think you're allowed to miss, as long as you get 70%, I think you're good. And I only missed two at the very end. That's so good. Yeah, so I was like, that wasn't so bad. And then hopefully my fucking insurance will go down a little bit now, so... Yeah. Keep your fingers crossed.
We'll see. I gotta do traffic school too.
Yeah, if you have the option, definitely do it, because especially if you live in California, because they're trying to jack up insurance like to an unreasonable amount.
I know. Two more people I talked to
got increases.
Their fucking insurance went up like
hundreds of dollars.
Hundreds,
not $50. Not fucking,
no, like 500.
Oh yeah, it's unreasonable. It's like, I will not have insurance, but I drive a car. Unfortunately, that
which
if
you
I
have to.
Yeah, or if it's gonna cost me thousands of fucking dollars to fix something if I fuck my car up. So it's kind of like
changing our name and moving.
Oh my god, yeah. So luckily though, I did, from a referral from a friend, I found the company Wawanisa, something like that. They're out of San Diego. I don't know if I talked about them before. They're like based in California, so they're not one of the insurance companies that's trying to get up out of California. And they gave me a really good rate.
There's another when I they're still around. I used back in my early 20s when mm-hmm. I had like 5 points on my record.
Yeah,
it's like ridiculous. Bristol West was very low.
That was
low.
One that I think I tried to get a quote from, and it was crazy. It was crazy high.
Really?
Mercury was recommended. That was crazy high. I was like, I'm not fucking with none of y'all. Like,
yeah, back in the day, Bristol West was the one that everyone who had like DUIs used.
Or SR-22s and shit. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were too high, but they're still around.
They got nerve.
Yeah, it was like, I went online somewhere, and it recommended like 5 other companies, and then showed me their quotes also to compare. Mm-hmm. They were all too high. So whatever, I got lucky with this, and I did the big girl thing, and I paid like 6 months at a time, so I just don't have to worry about it.
I like doing that.
Yeah, but I hope I get a credit back now that I did the you know, online traffic school.
Good.
That was the whole point. So we'll see. That was the only problem I had on my record. So other than living in California. Did you hear about the fucking 8-year-old Ohio girl that went on one?
I saw a snippet of it, but I don't know the story. How the fuck she got the car?
She got up one morning, 8-year-old girl, probably named Maria.
Right.
Decided it was time for some shopping. Drove 10 miles. It was a 25-minute car ride in her mom's car.
Did she drive good?
She only hit a mailbox on the way. I think she just clipped one, but she parked the fucking car at Target. She made it to her destination. I mean, she has to be given some credit here.
So I wonder if she's the type of little girl, you know, Stevie is pretty fucking good with driving and has been because since she was fucking a baby, I'd put her on my lap and let her drive in the fucking court when we were coming home because nobody, you know, no cars. And, you know, I'd be doing that with Peace, too.
But to know your way to get on the highway and shit,
that blows that's my not mind.
Normal.
How do you know?
She got on the fucking highway, drove for 25 minutes in a car. Parked. I want to see her parking job. I'm so pissed that nothing I read showed her car parked.
She shouldn't even be.
They went
trouble.
Inside. She was in there with a fucking frappuccino. So you walked your little
she
funky
took
ass.
Your mom's wallet.
You had keys. You walked in there and went to Starbucks and got a fucking frappuccino, and they served you. They weren't like, "Where's your mom? Why are you holding car keys this morning? Where are you coming from?" She was in there shopping and had $400.
Where'd she get that money?
Where did she get any of that?
But you know what?
I and think you're back, 8 years old.
Aside from the driving part, I think back to us. It kind of goes back to having to raise yourself. I don't know this little girl's situation, but I remember being even at 8, way older than 8.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know?
So there is a sad element to it because it's like you're hella hyper-independent.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wonder... Yeah. If she has, you know, parents involved.
Absent fucking parents. Yeah, I wonder. Because, like, my dad had me driving, but with him in the car. I wasn't driving alone at 8, but I for sure drove a car, like, alone in the seat. He was in the passenger seat. Mm-hmm. But to go for a 25-minute car ride, get a coffee, have $400 on me, and be in there shopping when police approaches me.
Like, what?
What? Like, what do y'all want? That's I have to try on this sweatsuit. What?
That's crazy. A friend's mom, when I was 12, used to send me and her daughter
to the store
to go
Your
get her
cousin
a coffee.
Used to send us to the store in her little car.
And we were what, 14?
Barely high school.
Barely
fucking high school. Go to the store for me. Yep. Say less. Let me put on some lipstick.
We're gonna
brown
make four extra laps lipstick. Around the lake.
Yeah, around Lake Merritt. Let me put on brown lipstick first. We're going. Strap on your fucking platforms.
Make sure my
bitch.
Tits are fucking real
yes.
out.
Where's my half shirt?
Our bell bottoms and platforms.
Oh my God.
So what did they do with her?
Called her fucking mom and we're like, we found her. She's in here shopping with
She's
a coffee.
She's fine.
Come get this little girl. She didn't get in trouble. But like, damn, bitch, go to sleep with your keys in the pillowcase because your daughter is finna leave.
That's a smart kid. Dude.
Yes,
that's
it
a
is.
A really smart kid.
It is. I was like, give her some credit because that's craziness. The Nashville man walking around with an open skull.
I sent you that. Oh my God.
Smoking cigarettes and shit. Dale, if you don't sit the fuck down.
When I saw that, I was like, oh, my God.
What happened? Do you
Bugs
remember?
Could be flying in that motherfucker.
How?
You know why he left the hospital?
Because he couldn't vape.
They wouldn't let him vape in the hospital.
Yeah.
And he was like, then fuck these
I'm gonna leave.
Surgeries.
You could see his brain.
No, it wasn't a
and
gash.
And his open.
Okay?
No. It's skull missing.
Like a fucking, like, it goes like this.
Yes. It's like a letter L right
a
here.
Step,
like a whole,
bro.
Yes. It's Tetris on top of his fucking head. There's multiple angles that you can see. You can see brain, exposed brain,
and
he's walking around like a zombie, like a white zombie in fucking Nashville, firing up cigarettes and living, texting and shit.
Yeah, I wonder if he.
Are you on bath salts?
Like, that's what I thought.
How is your body still able to function with exposed brain? Is and you're making decisions.
I know how much cat hair flies around just in my house, and I kept thinking
crumbs,
bird shit's gonna go on his head.
Yeah, dust,
bitch, dust, fucking
on the brain,
hairs
on the membrane,
a like fly. What? Oh my! I just kept thinking.
Yeah, flies are probably tasting it. They're tasting it. Yes. I don't remember what they said happened, how he got this accident, but I know
it was bad.
At one point, you can look and his shit back here is tilted and his ears are tilted back. Like, his ears ain't even sitting how they're supposed to sit because his fucking top is, his convertible is pushed back.
Bad.
Like, what are you doing? That was some zombie shit. I'm sorry. If I saw that, I would scream and probably start crying.
Hey, I would be scared because, terrified. Bitch, he's made a fucking something unreal.
Yeah. I want to know what drugs, if it's bath salts.
How?
That's real zombies. Yeah.
Did you show peas?
No, I didn't. But I should. Fuck zombies. Look, while you're this. Writing songs and shit, bitch, this is one right here.
Look at fucking Jimmy.
Nashville. Jesus Christ. Something else that's good to know, you probably already know this, but glitter is so unique under a microscope and can be traced and all that, that it's actually used in forensic evidence if found on a suspect and at a crime scene. So it's kind of good to keep glitter on you, not just to be a fucking asshole, but if, you know, you're pull a page out of your book when you were ripping your hair out to leave DNA in the tow truck. If you have glitter, it's so unique that they can easily trace it to like where it was purchased from. Yes. And it was actually, which is sad, like that we have to do.
Carry glitter.
Carry glitter for safety.
Carry glitter along with your knives, your tasers, your fucking,
your hair,
your brass knuckles, your keys between your fingers, fucking
your guns.
Add that to your arsenal.
Some good, your survival unique pack. Glitter. And I hate glitter, but
same,
because you can't get rid of it. It's forever.
It's all over my car still from the dress I wore tonight's fucking thing.
I always thought it was funny, like, if somebody pisses you off, you can do it. And you know how mad that would make me? Like, I would follow you home if someone threw glitter on me.
Glitter on it.
Oh, my God.
That's what we do.
But, yeah, if you're in a situation with a crime, like, you're getting caught, buddy, because I'm throwing this hot pink glitter all over you.
Fucker.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. I didn't know it was unique like that. That's actually
pretty fucking cool.
There is a C-section conspiracy going on. They're saying that doctors are pushing for a lot of unnecessary C-sections to run up the hospital bills.
It doesn't shock.
And I was like, yeah, I totally believe that. I was a high-risk case, so I know that mine was necessary because I could have fucking died from the placenta previa, like bled out. But there's a lot of cases of women that don't have an issue during their pregnancy and they're still encouraged to have these unnecessary C-sections. So I was like, okay, that makes sense medical bill wise, make the hospital or whatever more money. But then I dug deeper and found out that a human placenta is worth like $50,000 and or $500,000, and it's best kept intact during a C-section rather than a vaginal birth. And there's like some bill or some law that was passed that only hospitals can sell them for research purposes and all that. So it's like a little monopoly for the hospitals to make more money. As if they don't already shred
mine as it comes out. Oh yeah, bitch.
Throw it on the walls like them octopus.
We banked not my placenta, but after Naya's birth, we paid to bank my cord blood.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like thousands. Charlene, you know, fucking medical nurse.
Yeah.
She wanted it done for the future in case something happened. They could use the fucking cord blood, but fuck these hospitals. They're like, we're endangering their lives. Why and can you stealing exclusively their
sell it? That's the fucked up part. Like, I get it, and not anyone knows about that. You
Why
know
can't I the sell value your of placenta?
It. Why can't I sell my own? What if I do a home birth and I want to sell it? You know, why can't I do that? No, it is exclusive to hospitals. It has to be purchased from a hospital for research or whatever.
Well, bitch, we're doing black market placenta sales.
I'm like, what the fuck? So yeah, C-section conspiracy. Make sure you actually need it. shit, or your baby can have fucking hearing problems, pre-diabetic, fucking, there's all these problems that it can cause if it's not wrung out through the vag.
Yeah, because you think about it, there's a reason it's supposed to go through the birth canal. It's to squeeze the baby's fucking head, right? So,
if they have all that extra fluid,
Robbie,
it causes problems.
Robbie had extra fluid from her Becky's C-section. He had hearing issues. And then I remember I begged for a C-section with Naya because I wouldn't dilate past 9. Bitch, I pushed on 9 and pushed her out. That was not fun. But I begged for a C-section. But after watching your fucking C-section, bitch.
Yeah, it's a lot more serious than
I was like, they're going to rip her in fucking half. She's going to fall off the table. Oh, yeah. My God. She's twisting like a pretzel.
Yeah, that was it, pretty intense.
And then the tying your upper body down. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That made me feel claustrophobic.
It's a lot. It's a lot on your body. So don't elect to do that just because you are being a pussy or because you, yeah, do not. Don't choose to have that. That shit is very, very hard on your fucking body.
Yeah. And if you have to have one, understandable.
Yeah.
But doing it because you're like, I don't want to stretch. Fucking.
Yeah. That's bullshit.
Bitch, the puss bounces back. You're fine. Trust.
Other bullshit. Twitter is removing the blocked feature. So what will now happen is someone that you've blocked can view all of your content, but they can't interact with your content if you block
them. It's like you can be nosy if you want.
You can totally be nosy, which is like, that defeats the whole purpose.
I want them to not be able to be nosy.
What if I'm being stalked? Like, what if I'm being stalked and I don't want people?
Thank you, Elon Musk.
Thank you so much for making shit more dangerous. Thank you for finding a creative way to make it more dangerous for people.
So now people can dig in your shit.
Yeah. Yep. And they just can't reply or interact with it.
It's defeating the purpose.
He's such a fucking idiot. I hate him. I hate him so much.
I hate that fucking prick. Shit.
I locked myself out of my car the other night.
Oh my God, tell that story, please. Okay, it was the day she was super fucking hungover. She was so hungover. I got a picture from Mark in the middle of the day of her asleep on my side of the bed in my bed. She don't fucking sleep nowhere but home. Yes. Nowhere. I responded and I was like, she must be really fucking hungover and
sick. I was so fucking ill. Like, I barely made it here. That's why we recorded in bed.
We
not
were
trying
in
to be cute.
Bed. Everyone's like, please do it again.
No, it wasn't trying to be cute. Try something new. It was like, this bitch
can't get up.
She cannot sit all
she
the way
was
up.
Laid down the whole
or
time.
Or she's going to start vomiting bile again. It was like out of my hands. So afterwards, you know, I still don't feel 100%, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna order some food to pick up on the way leaving here, and then we're gonna go home. I go out, I get the girls, I put all of our shit into the car. I'm carrying like my shit, P's shit, my phone, my purse, like iPad, cups, everything. I put it all in the driver's seat, and then I go to run to the garage to get her car seat. As I'm running away, I hear my door lock. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I come back and I'm looking at my keys on top of my pile of belongings in my driver's seat. And I'm like, how the fuck did that happen? So I have this app on my phone where normally I can unlock it, my car, from an app, from my phone. Well, I don't have my phone. So I'm like, let me try to download the app on Bunny's phone because she has hers. And let me, you know, see if I could do it that way. They're like, we sent a code to your email. So I'm like, okay, let me sign into my email. No, you have two-factor authentication. You have to open an app and give me this code. Otherwise, it's going to take 3 to 5 days. You can't log into your email from another device without this code that we keep sending. Oh. And there's no other way to get it. We could text it. We could have you open an app. That's it. So I'm like, okay. So I
hungover. Food's ready to be picked up.
Yes.
I left
my God.
To go back to the trailer to clean it.
I'm like, what do I do? What do I do? So I call Mercedes and I'm like, you know, they have I called the 800 number for the fucking app and I'm like, here's the situation, can you please unlock my fucking car? They're like, we have the capability. Let me just find out, blah, blah, blah. They get back on the phone. Of course not, because that's how my life is set up.
Right.
So they tell me no. Mind you, I done pissed on myself earlier that day, throwing up. I still got these jeans on. It didn't come out my jeans, but it was like damp. You know what I'm saying? Like, I did piss on myself earlier that day. I want to go the fuck home. I feel like shit. I'm ready to boil myself and fucking go to bed.
Eat, bathe, I'm sleep.
Like, please, please, just like, let's figure this out. So he tells me I can send out a tow truck. I can do that, but we changed our pricing policy. So the driver can charge you it whatever they
whatever
want.
Whatever they feel like.
Like, what? You can't even give me like an estimate of what that is? What if they say it's $500 or something? And he's like, no, I can't tell you at all. It's totally at their discretion. Great. Okay. What do I do? So then I think about it and I'm like, I took roadside off of my car insurance because I wanted it to be lower.
Right.
So I don't have that. So it's like, if I call a tow truck just on my own, just call one, it's going to be like $300. I don't have that.
No, right.
So I'm like, what the fuck do I do? Thank God I remembered that around the time I went to Disneyland or something, my godmother had got me a AAA membership, added me to her family plan.
I love her.
It's like for loving you. $99 a year.
It is.
And you get 5 tows, which means if you need to move a fucking car, if you need to unlock, jump start, whatever, you get 5 for $99 fucking dollars.
And if you're like me, you use them all except one in 1 week.
So I was like, wait, the card is in my car, but I totally have one. So like,
you know, they would have came without the card.
They did. So they
just
fucking
your ID.
They came and they were here within 30 minutes and I got in my fucking car and I finally got to go home. But I was like, dude, we all need to make sure that people, and it's cheaper than adding that coverage to your auto insurance policy, because they wanted like $55 a month to have that on my policy, when I was like, no, I could just do $100 for the whole year and have 5 calls.
Remember, even when I started riding in cars, I didn't even drive or have a car.
And you had it.
Remember,
yes,
I had it.
Yes, you
Charlene
had it.
Wanted
it's so
me to have
fucking
it.
Smart. It's so smart. You can use them for other people. You know, it's just mm-hmm. Oh my God, you guys get it. Buy it as a gift for your kids, like my godmother did me. Buy it as a
it's
gift.
It's the best
for,
gift every
yes.
year. My mom gets us that.
It's
Christmas.
$100 fucking gift, and it's like at some point people are gonna need it and
priceless.
They come right away. Oh my God. So yeah, that saved my life. So I had to call her the next day and thank her. And she was like, because mama screaming all in the fucking phone. That's right, because mama be knowing. now tell me thank you. I sure and the fuck did. You saved my life. Thank you. So
she's
and so I didn't pay anything.
Mom.
Yeah, they just checked my ID. That was it. Unlocked me and was on their way. I was like, great. This is great.
I love her.
Love her too. She's wonderful.
I love that you have her.
Yeah, because it would be a sad situation if I didn't. If I didn't, who the fuck would I have? I was reading a meme the other day.
As far as like adult women?
Family? Like,
right.
My Aunt Sandy, but that's not even, I see her
comparable.
Once a year. Like, I see her like once a year. And we don't, you know, we talk sometimes, but we're not close like that. Like,
not
I would
like
never
mama.
Ask, I would never be able to call on her for anything.
Yeah.
I don't have any family like
I'm
that.
I'm broke. Can you send me $200? No.
Even just, I need a ride. I'm sick. I need medicine. Just anything that you would call a mother for. Like, I don't have that person.
Whereas
in my
mama's
life
driving
yeah.
fucking 2 hours,
2.5 from fuck yeah exactly. So no, thank God for her. The meme I saw the other day was like what did it say? I just forgot that fast.
Pop that coochie.
No,
that's
it didn't
it
say that. No. P's been doing the stanky leg, by the
listen,
way
listen
my fucking God,
me and P's got this thing. She likes to do the stanky leg. I like to go tussie roll. It's a great time.
She was showing stinkers
that
last
is my
night.
Twin flame.
He was like, okay, that's enough.
She's
all
like,
right.
No, do the stanky
yes.
leg with me.
Oh my God. She was like, it's like the tootsie roll.
Missouri,
you don't even know what the tootsie roll is.
She's
go
like, it's
there.
A half tootsie roll, bro.
Yes.
I love how she'd be going, bro.
Yes. When she's trying to be cool.
Missouri is technically Midwest. But
yeah.
It borders Arkansas.
Did you just look that up? Where did that come from?
Yeah, I looked it up like 5 minutes ago.
Because that was necessary.
I needed to know what it was considered. But yeah. You know, it borders Arkansas.
And I'm like, it's not deep south.
When I think
at all,
of Missouri, but... I think of race riots. I think of fucking civil rights movement.
It's racist, but it's not deep south.
Yeah.
It's Midwest.
I would say the border with Arkansas could be considered south-ish. But Missouri itself is Midwest. It's where they say Warsh, bitch.
It's not where pop. You're from, so I don't know where you picked it up.
Nebraska.
It's not where you're from.
Nebraska.
What did the meme say that I was thinking of? It had to do with family.
They're the worst. That's what it said.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Was it a funny one or a sad one?
Nah, it was kind of sad. I think it was meant to be funny, but it was kind of sad. I can't think of it right
now.
You're
like, nope.
Yeah. No, I just was like, yeah, I relate, but I didn't write it down. So anyway, thank God for Joetta.
Yeah, thank God. She's fucking godsend.
I went to the Savers grand opening in San Pablo last week alone because fuck everyone.
I couldn't.
You were somewhere and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go for it. Oh, you were taking Stevie to shop.
Yeah.
So I went down there on the grand opening. It was like quite the event. It was packed. A lot of people there. It was. And I'm like, are these grand opening prices or what is this? Because
you think they would be lower.
They had signs that were like, if you have coupons, you can't use them on grand opening day.
What? You're a greedy fucking
You're
company.
Greedy as fuck. And I'm walking around like all of this shit was donated. So fuck you.
Donated. And don't you guys are crazy. Making a killing.
Yeah. Don't get crazy now with the prices.
We need to open our own.
A lot of shit in there was like Target price. I was thinking about that. Because there's a space for rent that's near where I live. And I was like, I'll open a fucking storefront. Don't play with me. But I'm walking around and I'm like, a lot of this shit is Target prices. Stop fucking playing with me. I did find one of them big driftwood looking clocks. I found an acid wash denim journal.
Nice.
That I stole.
Good girl.
I found an apple green ruffle round tablecloth. Tablecloths are wildly expensive.
It's brand disgusting. New. Linens.
Why is that?
I don't know.
It wasn't until I got this table, because I never wanted a tablecloth before,
I realized
how expensive they are. I'm talking about on Mercari, on anywhere. And
yep.
They are quite pricey, especially if they're fucking brand new. And I was like, this is nasty pricing. But I found an apple green one that is hella cute. It was like $3. Got that. Got the clock. This vintage orange frame. It's like an oval frame and it has like a little floral print. But love I was it. Like, I could just, for the frame, it's worth it because I could put a clown or something in it. And I got that. And I think that's all I got. But I spent a lot of time.
It was like $526.
No, it wasn't. And you know, Savers, they have it to where you don't have to scan everything.
Yeah.
For us. I love that for us.
I love
it. So I was in there for a really long time looking around. There were some good things, but that's all I brought home with me. It's just like the prices. Some things were reasonable and some things were like, I'm going to steal this just because you pissed me off. Like,
and I know you didn't pay for it.
At all. Like, this is all profit. Everything in here is profit for you.
Everything. Everything.
I mean, like... Yeah, it's the nerve of these stores.
I would love to open a store with the same model, donations,
mm-hmm.
and fucking donate a portion every week to a different fucking
charity.
Yes, yeah, something that we love and support. Sure. I think that would just be such
And then do what they don't do and like houseless people and shit, automatic discount, 75-80% off, 90, whatever. You
want to come
like,
work for a day?
They won't do that. They won't discount things. Like that was my issue always with Salvation Army and shit, is that I saw ex-employees say that they would get in trouble for discounting things for houseless people. Fuck you. You were given this shit.
Given it.
I'm going to give everything in here away while I'm on my shift. And you better check my car.
No, and I'm having my friends come in.
Yes. Yes.
Bitch.
So that's how we handle that. But I do want to go back.
Greed is something nice else, little, man.
It's like crazy. It's like a drug.
It's gross.
There's no limit.
We have a write-in.
Good. Just real quick, I booked a whole day of tattooing the other day. I booked 2 portraits. They're going to be a surprise. Our listener, Glow with Lex, got tattooed by Alex, authentic black and gray, on her arm. I don't know who the people are to her. I need to go back and like read the story if they explain it. I know there were some family members she got. Came out fucking amazing. I haven't got a portrait done in probably like 2 or 3 years. I think the last one I got was Betty Page on the back of my thigh, which I never get to enjoy.
Right.
So I'm excited. I just want to say, if you've been thinking about it.
Are you putting them on your legs?
Yes. I want to fill up this leg. So
that's your portrait leg?
I have a few spaces to fill up, but I just wanted to say, if you've been thinking about it, considering it, whatever, they are, you know, a little more expensive, but they're very much worth it. Like, they're photograph quality. And what made me finally do it, this man accepts everything. Affirm, fucking PayPal, fucking
EBT.
Every damn near all EBT. Everything. Speaking when I found out, I hit him and I was like, could I put it on a credit card? And he was like, girl, I'll do you one even better. It's app Affirm is on here now. He was like, you could go.
I love that.
Yes. I was like, oh.
That shit is a lot of money.
Yes.
And when you pay your fucking bills and you got to stretch $200 to the next paycheck. And
that's
why
it's been so long, because I've had other shit that's priority.
Moving.
Priority.
Bouncing back from fucking moving.
Yeah. Like,
it's so hard. It takes a minute.
Yeah, it does. But so I kept pushing it out and I was just like, oh, say less. I could finally book it and make some little payments. So,
but speaking of EBT, let me tell you what these sons of bitches did. What? And I say sons of bitches with all the gusto.
Why?
I get a letter. It's addressed to me. At the trailer. From fucking stupid fucking county. And I know it's going to be some bullshit.
Okay.
It's a letter.
From the county?
It was a letter saying they were upping it. Like $4. Okay, it was $4. Then there's a motherfucking letter and breakdown in there of her monthly income from SSI, SSDI, whatever.
We don't have to talk about all that, but yeah.
No, but it matters. Numbers matter right here. So Carolyn gets just shy of $1,000. Her rent is a little over $1,100 alone. Okay, this letter shows her fucking monthly a little under $1,000. Then it shows them deducting the motherfucking food stamps from her income. I have the paper in my fucking purse.
Wait, what do you mean? They took it out of
her
check?
They're taking it out of her fucking monthly shit. Yes.
That's not supposed to happen. So how did that happen?
I don't know, but I have to call them. I just remembered it when I said EBT.
You need to call her worker.
I'll show you when we're done.
Because that should not happen.
I'm like, then we don't need food stamps. Because I'll go fucking penny for a pound borrow from Safeway.
That defeats what food stamps are. If you're taking it out of my money, I'm buying my own shit.
I need the rent money more than I need the fucking groceries, bitch. I can't borrow rent.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
I've never fucking heard of that.
There's a glitch somewhere, because that's not the way it's supposed to be.
I was like, these fucking greedy fucks
are out
of their minds.
And when you get SSI and shit, you're allowed a certain amount of a month of income if she had any other income to combine.
So she got kicked off food stamps before for making too much money when they gave her a raise.
Yeah.
With SSDI.
And that shouldn't happen either.
She got kicked off. It's crazy.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so
you
I have
need
to call and find out.
A worker, yeah.
Yeah, oh my God, this write-in. Sorry, you guys, I got sidetracked. I got so fucking mad thinking about that again. Okay, hold on. I got to go pull it out of our DMs because it's really long. Do you want to read it?
No. I'll give my input, but I'm not going to read it. I am going to try this.
A brookie.
Why is this so soft?
It's good. It's soft.
It
like
is a
me.
Brookie. Oh, it's a brownie cookie.
I like the cookie part, but they don't give enough of it. Okay, sorry. Speaking of social medias, my account is still hacked. Nobody at Facebook is emailing me back. I will go down there and knock on the fucking door, and you know I will. I've done it with other fucking corporations before that we utilize. I will. I have no fucking problem. You might
need to.
No, for real. Give me my shit back. The motherfucker on there done changed. He took my Palestine shit off my account.
Shut up.
You fucking bitch. Took fucking.
Are you serious?
Put cities from Ann Arbor, Michigan. All the emails has changed, bro. Who, he's probably sending his dick to fucking my friends. Like,
oh my God.
Cocksucker. I hope he dies in a fucking car crash in front of his kids. Okay. Sorry. Hold on. I got fucking carried away for a minute. It was too long to screenshot. I want you to read it, though.
Give it to me right now.
It's fucking, you're gonna love it. I loved it.
All right, let me see.
Okay, start here. I guess you could say the name. He put it in there. They put it in there.
Okay. I can't even read this name.
Alex.
Oh, no, I'm reading the name on the top.
Oh.
Get that cigarette out of my face.
Shut up, because last week you were like, I'm going to smoke one.
Hello. Hello. My name is Alex. I've been listening for a few months. Shout out to my friend Caitlin, who introduced me to y'all. She wants me to let y'all know she's black, even though her name is Caitlin.
We fucking love you so much, Thank Caitlin. You. Love
Peace
you.
Peace is also so a black Caitlin, so you guys, have that like in, you guys have that in common. I'm non-binary, but basically I'm a gay male sex worker. One time, this guy approached me asking if I needed a human toilet. Yes, always.
Always.
I had never done dom work, and I was super excited for the opportunity. So after I went to the gym and got all sweaty, oh, I know they love that.
Ugh.
I told him to take me to the grocery store, buy all my groceries, and take me home. Yes.
That's how you do it.
On the way home, we pulled into Popeyes because I had to pee bad. So he came into the bathroom with me, and I made him beg for my piss. I put my dick in his mouth to pee, and he started moving his tongue all around, and I wasn't turned on, but it was making me hard, which made it difficult to pee. When I finally peed, it was a lot, and he didn't miss a single drop. I was just going to say, I'd be telling people, don't you let a drop fall, or I'm going to sock you in your mouth. You don't waste this.
I love the concept of this.
Yes.
But the thought of somebody pissing in my mouth makes my gag reflexes start going.
It kind of felt like pumping gas into a gas tank. I wish I had a dick so I could fucking feel that. I'm like,
you
can
piss on me, but not in my mouth.
On the way home, I made him smack himself, and I kept being like, smack yourself harder. Then I smacked him a little. I told him his face was smackable, and he smiled really big, which was so funny to me. He was proud.
Oh, my God.
I made him stop to get me cigarettes, and then...
Good job.
Then we got to my house. I made him wait in the backyard for a while. I could just picture his stupid ass.
He's like, I'm taking full advantage of this.
Yes, I made him wait in the backyard for a while. He was paying hourly, so the more time I could waste, the better. After probably 20 minutes, I went into the backyard so that he could remove my sweaty shoes and gym socks and lick my right foot first so I could have a surprise reveal with the wart on my left foot. Fucking God.
Talk about demeaning and degrading. I knew you would.
Oh my God. I was ridiculing him for being at a place in his life where he was licking sweat off my wart. And when I needed to ash my cigarette, I would make him open his mouth and be my ashtray. You're this a fucking natural. Fabulous. This is not your first dom experience.
You had your natural one in another life.
Oh, I almost forgot. I told him to light my cigarette and he didn't know how to use a lighter.
What?
Then upon his request, I put the cigarette out on his chest.
Ooh.
I love this. After our first meeting, we were both very happy. I felt like I was a natural and he definitely enjoyed his time. Of course, he's gonna fucking never stop calling you. The second time we met, he came over and I tried to pee in his mouth, but I didn't have to go as bad. So he was like, well, I'll just take some cum. And I was like, damn toilet, that's gonna cost you extra. So he paid extra and I gave him some cum and then I farted in his mouth and trimmed some of my pubes and made him eat them. You give him a little parsley.
Humans are fucking wild. Not okay. No, at all.
Gave him some parsley.
Okay. Humans are not okay.
He couldn't really swallow them, so I was like, God damn, you're a failure. Leave. I love you so much. Okay. Then sometime after that, I took a poop and no one else was home. So I was like, hell yeah, this is my time. I left my poop in the toilet and I was like, get the fuck over here in 5 minutes or else I'm punishing you bad. He got there in 7. So I beat his ass with my studded Hot Topic belt.
I had one of those.
Then we went to the toilet and I was like, there's the shit, get to eating. He did not hesitate. He grabbed my shit out of the toilet with his bare hand and started eating it. I was honestly in shock and he looked so happy. I was like, swish it around in your mouth and show me.
Squish it through your teeth, two girl one cup style.
On his third bite, he started to gag and he was like, can I have a glass of water, which sounded pretty reasonable. So I grabbed a plastic cup that we don't use anymore and I was like, scoop your water out of the toilet.
I knew it.
He left soon after that. He got to quench his thirst with dookie water. There's like
floaties. I'm gonna fucking throw up.
After it was marinating for 7 minutes. Okay, I feel like this is getting long, so I'll try to be quick. He came over every couple days for a while. I would leave poop and Tupperware in my backyard and be like, once you send me money, you can take the poop. I didn't even have to see him. Then I made him clean my litter boxes once and told him to eat the cat poop. He refused, so I was like, get the fuck out of my house after you pay me. Another time, I heated up my iron and burned the fuck out of his ass. I would put cigarettes out on his asshole, piss all over him. I almost forgot to mention he had a wife and kids. He had some job to support them.
How does he explain that shit?
That be the real mystery. But you know what? A lot of married people don't have fucking relations. And it's like, they used to tell me they're not gonna see it. We don't fuck around. Like, they're not gonna see it.
Even if we don't bang every day, we see each other naked pretty much every day. We change.
Not everyone does.
Really?
Yeah, not everyone does.
I would know immediately if some strange mark was on him. That's crazy.
He had some job to support them, and then he would drive for Postmates and be able to afford me.
He's like, this is my second job.
And to have a reason to be driving around all day available for me. Be wary of your delivery drivers. No, for real.
Smell their breath.
So I would send him home to his family drenched in piss with shit breath, and he couldn't even sit down because I had burned his ass and then whipped it with a belt. A Hot Topic belt.
That shit is so funny.
When those ass wounds were starting to heal, it looked so crazy. I told myself maybe I can't do that again. He asked me to nail his dick to the tree in my backyard. And he also told me,
that's a new form of Jesus.
His precious master drilled a screw into his pee hole, and because of that he couldn't get a boner anymore. Not to toot my own horn, but he got his first boner in 10 years with me, unless he was high lying. Five. Obviously I never nailed him to a tree.
Damn.
He also fed from other people too. He wants hepatitis.
He might be a bug chaser.
Yeah. If I was busy or he needed more poop than I could offer, he had an arsenal of people he would contact. He's a regular eater. A
dirty, dirty boy.
Including a group of meth heads who would feed them their poop for free.
Oh, he's a bug chaser. He has to be.
He was a real life poop addict. He told me he went to this one doctor and basically told the doctor he was eating poop and wondering what he could do to prevent diseases. And the doctor told him, I'll only help you if you eat my poop.
No. No.
I believe it. Oh my God.
No.
So that was his arrangement for a while. I remember the doctor basically stopped seeing him because I ordered him to go to a dog park and eat some dog poop, and he did it. And the doctor thought that was too far. My God. Anyway, our relationship went on like this. for a long time, and I literally have so many more stories. Let me know if you want more. We do. We want you to come on the show.
I was just gonna say, we need to have Alex, you on.
Just come over.
Seriously, you can hang out in here with us.
Eventually, he couldn't afford me, and I needed some space anyway. But every once in a while, he still texts me for some shit.
He's like, I wanted to keep my own poop for a while.
I usually say no, but I know he's there if I need some quick cash for poop. I love y'all so much. Thank you for this show, Alex. Alex, I love you.
You are fucking
this is fabulous. Great.
This was.
There are no limits. There really are no fucking limits to what people will want. And if you're willing to go that far, this can be very fucking lucrative for you. Very, very, very.
I would not be mad if someone dug my shit out if I pooped.
Come get it out the toilet.
I wouldn't be mad.
And have them fucking feast on it.
Yeah, what?
For sure. What harm is that? What's the harm in that?
I will fucking leave mason jars of piss.
Bury it. It's a scavenger hunt. I'm gonna put
you a fucking map.
Yes, I'm gonna put one near a fucking rose bush. You gotta go find it.
Yes, mm-hmm. Under it. Oh my god, Nona fell in a rose bush one time.
That's dangerous, and that's not funny.
I came home. Wait, now I gotta tell it. It was when she was living. She had first started staying with us. She used to walk her. And would sit in her wheelchair. And I left the house with the girls were really little, like fucking maybe two and three. Carolyn was there with her. It's like Dumb and Dumber together.
Great. Unattended.
Unattended. I come home and I walk in the house and I can see Carolyn through the sliding glass door in the backyard crying. And I'm like,
What the fuck is going on?
And I walk out. All I can see.
She didn't even try to
Nona's fucking ass in the air, bro. Wait, I see an empty wheelchair first.
And then you see her ass. My God.
Head first like this. Nona was like the rose bush queen. Remember our yard was always immaculate?
And yes.
She loved pruning rose bushes. So she went in my backyard to try and prune my rose bushes. And they were like wildly out of control. And the bitch fucking fell headfirst in the rose
bushes. And Carolyn's
crying.
Instead of helping her up.
So I couldn't get her up. There were too many thorns like in her clothes and shit.
Oh my God.
She was screaming. And I'm not going to have the neighbors thinking I'm beating her. So I had to call 911. Another time I had to call 911.
Please come get my grandma out the rose bushes.
The fire department shows up. There's like 10 firemen. Carolyn's going a hubba hubba through tears. Because even crying,
horny.
She's still horny.
Oh my God, please.
It took like 4 of them to lift her delicately out of the fucking rose bushes. It made her weak. She was fucking thrilled, dude. She had some scratches in her little old skin.
And she talked about it forever.
Forever. If you say, remember when Nona, Carolyn would go, fell in the rose bush and the fire department came? Hubba, hubba.
Oh my God. Hubba, core hubba. Memory. Core memory for Carolyn.
Carolyn's always been a fucking whore. For
a
the
horny
fucking,
lady.
She was doing that when I had to call 911 when Dad was beating up fucking his one girlfriend.
She's
remember
being
when
horny.
You were there? She was in the living room fucking hubba hubbing the fucking uniformed people.
Like, now's not the time. Not now. Read the room, Carolyn.
We're worried about socks.
We're worried about this man who's having an episode
that I'm related to.
God.
Fuck.
Yeah. Good times. Great times.
Thank you guys.
Thank you
for joining our Patreon, for listening.
Do you want to name any patrons?
Oh, here.
Let's pull them up.
Fuck. Do you remember who you left off with last time?
I don't remember what I ate yesterday, and you're asking me a name that I read a week ago. 6, maybe 7 days ago. No.
Okay, hold on. Okay. Did you read the name Santana last time? Do you remember? Because that's one that I feel like we would remember.
I don't know. Just read it again. Just in case.
All right. Some of you might get two. It's happy birthday.
Let's see how you get through these names.
You're a bitch. That's why you said you do it. so I can say I'm as white as fucking mm-hmm. possible.
Let's try. You do okay. You do all right.
All right. Adriana. I need glasses. Tiana. Melon. Jasmine Mayo. Prissy Chrissy. Anna Carmen. Mo. Santana.
It's peas. On her pat pad.
I set it up for her. Right. With your card.
Stupid.
Tofu Tina. JD Lopez. Sydney Loomis. Haley Asia Brown. And I think that's it.
Thank you guys.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much for the support. Please keep sharing. Word of mouth is our biggest promotion.
It is.
We appreciate you guys so much helping us grow the show. Share with a friend, your neighbor, your coworker.
Write a review.
Please. I've been checking. We're
going to start reading them.
Yeah. I think we should. Show. Yeah.
Because some of them we are really great.
We get so excited when we get them.
Yeah. Even the fucking bad ones. Those are my favorite to read to you.
Well, I don't encourage the bad ones. Don't do it. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
If you listen to that episode, it's fabulous. And that's it.
That's it.
Suck it easy.
Go to bed. Oh,